This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the final one for 2018. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, our bill of fare here on the countdown is to have Michael Harrison with us, but he is indisposed, so I have corralled a group of my pals, talk radio experts from different facets of the business. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. John Harper from WMEL in Florida. And so we go through the stories and the people. We'll get some nuance as we're really trying to wrap this all up and put it into perspective. So let's do that. First, we'll have the voice of Michael, who's not here live, but he has gone through the top 20 stories, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So let's have that list from their perspective, and then we'll see where we want to put this in terms of other perspectives beside, this is the real deal. This is the real list from Michael Harrison of the top 20 stories of the year.
Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the climate change reports. Number 18, the Western wildfires and hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House Speaker battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the Roseanne reboot and Barr fired. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
All right. So I want to go back to something. Those of you who are listening to the program in its entirety, we had earlier on the talk radio review, which is something that is ancillary to the countdown itself, overviewing some of the stories with our own thoughts about them. And we were discussing the most important hosts, and I asked around the room, John, Victoria, Richie, to tell us who they thought was the number one host. And there was some agreement on Limbaugh. It's very interesting in the Trump era how, in my opinion, Rush has been overshadowed by Sean Hannity. But he has done very, very well. There's an interesting profile on Politico.com if you want to see it. Rush Limbaugh Roars Back is what it's titled. And so the thing that makes this interesting, or part of it anyway, and Sean and Rush are friends by design, by necessity, but they are friends. I can't tell you that I'm still friends. Limbaugh and I were friends early on because he and I have been on the air for about the same amount of time doing a syndicated program. He started in August of 1988 doing his Limbaugh show, and I started in October of 88 doing what was the forerunner of the Good Day show, which was the forerunner of the DJV show that I do now. But he made, at that time, talk radio was not what it is today by a long shot. It was very little politics. It was lifestyle. It was conversation about things that were going on in all of our lives and our world. And Limbaugh grabbed it. Limbaugh took the available life signs. He had the deal, and I don't mean to be too inside here, but he was working on KFBK in Sacramento. A fellow that's a very good friend of mine, worked with me on my station, other stations, named Bruce Marr, heard Limbaugh at his home in Reno. And he called a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who was then the president of ABC Radio but wanted to go out on his own. They'd been trying to find somebody that they could make national that wasn't like the talk radio of the moment, which was much more, as I say, lifestyle. So Limbaugh went to New York. Because of McLaughlin's status at ABC, they gave him 2 hours of free time on WABC in New York. So Limbaugh went on from noon until 2, and because there was a breakdown, it just happened, timing is everything, a program that had been on in midday on an old thing called Daynet had 46 affiliates. So Limbaugh started on the first day doing noon to 2 on WABC, and then he did the syndicated show from noon to 2, and then he did 2 hours free for WABC in New York, because that's how they got him in there. McLaughlin says, "Oh, give you the show for free, just put him on the network." So anyway, that's how the program started, and he grabbed it from the beginning. It was all politics, and it changed the whole world of talk radio to basically what it is today. And Trump listens to Limbaugh and Sean on the radio. He watches Fox News. And that's also something that has given these two guys unparalleled power, I think, anyway. And so I've given you my background, or what I think is the background of these two guys and how they've grown. Number three on the list of talkers, anyway, is Dave Ramsey, who has a completely different apolitical program. His business, the way he does things, has created an ambiance for him that's really quite good. I think there's going to be a change, though, in the top. I think there are some up-and-comers. Rishi, you've got a couple of people at Radio America, Dana and Chad, who are the talk of the non-traditional. They're doing politics, but they're doing it in a way that gives flair and favor. I think Chad really has a lot going for him because he's funny.
Chad's really funny.
Yeah. In-your-face guy. I remember the argument we had at dinner. I think you were there last year. Anyway, but Dana is a different. Dana is, because of her, I think, connection to the National Rifle Association, has a different.
Now, you want to know what Dana's, and this is what people love about Rush, loved back in the early days about Rush. Dana's really good at taking an issue and breaking it down. Mm-hmm. To what it means for you, but then delivering it in an entertaining way that keeps you engaged. And that's what talk radio really
is.
Those big
some
days
of these people,
was.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Is they took these big, difficult topics and they made it entertaining. They made fun of it. They had a good time with it. Even though it wasn't a fun topic, they made you understand it and they entertained you at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, you know, Dana and Chad focuses on. Chad's just a little bit more silly and has more fun with it.
Yeah.
But Trump kind of reinvigorated all of the the originator guys, the Limbaughs and the Hannitys.
The old guys are getting stale.
Right, and because it was just getting too hardcore, like in your face, like banging on your head all day long. People don't want to be beat on all day long like this.
No.
They don't want to hear the drum beat all day long. But Trump made it interesting again, and that's why those guys are seeing increased ratings right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Victoria Jones, as a veteran working a lot of great radio stations, you have not done a syndicated program, but you've been heard on lots of radio stations. When did you do a syndicated show?
I did a syndicated show for United Radio Networks from 96 to 98.
Why did I miss that? Why did I forget that?
No. I don't know.
I don't either. At any rate,
Company.
Oh, that's right. Yes, okay, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Because they carried my program, too. And I'm now thinking, wait a minute, what is there that I missed here? Yes, they did. They carried my program, and you were on the air there as well. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about, though, and I don't want to do this in a way that seems belittling, and I don't want it to come across like you're the token woman, so I want to know about women hosts, but I kind of do want to know where. I'm upset. I'm continually upset about women in this workplace as well as other workplaces not getting paid equally and not having a presence. So where are the good women in terms of gathering an audience? We just talked about Dana Loesch, but other women, either local or syndicated, who aren't second bananas, who aren't blonde bimbos, who aren't there just to laugh at the host. Where
one
are
of them
the
just
really
got out. Laura
got out. Yeah, right. So where are the good ones, Victoria? Are we getting more women to do this and do it well?
There are some good women in local talk radio, and there, I think there are some local syndicated hosts. I think this is a question that has to be directed to management, and I think there is still a very 80s mindset, I'm not even going to say a 90s mindset, that that listeners don't want to listen, this is going to sound awful, don't want to listen to an opinionated woman. Now, I would say that's not true, because listeners, and in talk radio, I think that still the majority of them are men, although there are a lot of women listening to these shows, listening to your show and listening to other talk radio.
Well, I have more women listening to me, but that's because the design of the show is I got three women co-hosts, and we want to talk about women's issues.
But I think women and men are very interested in listening to women and men who have opinions and want to discuss them in a lively way. This is going into 2019, and I think sometimes we don't always catch up with that. Having said that, I also think that it's complicated, because even if management is saying yes, we want to do this, sometimes it's like turning around an ocean liner.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, end of year for 2018. Losing weight. If you get to the end of the year and you've put on those pounds, like most of us have, you want to get them off, and you're looking for a diet, and you're going to go, well, let's see, what are the big diets? There's the DASH diet, there's the Weight Watchers diet, there's the Mediterranean diet, there's the Atkins diet, there's this diet, that diet. Well, let me help you out a little bit here, boys and girls. How to lose weight and get it to stay off is the science of what happens using Kellitrin. Kellitrin, scientifically proven to be the healthiest way to lose weight and to keep it off. Gives you energy because their number one ingredient is collagen. Collagen, 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And yet when you get to be 30, you stop making collagen, so you need a supplement, and Kellitrin is the best supplement that I know of for collagen. It's the highest quality, made with all natural digestive enzymes. Order Kellitrin, lose the weight at toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Kellitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Kellitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com, 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com, using the code DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Without Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen, but I do have a great list of supporters. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here, another D.C. mainstay, Rich McFadden at Radio America, plus John Harper, my pal from WMEL, carried this My Morning program for almost as long as it's been around. John has been a great supporter, a great friend. He's a great broadcaster. So I want you to weigh in, John, if you will, on the presence of women on the air and the content, the context and content of where we're going conversationally. And maybe more to the point, what did you find over the years at WMEL? What was the best combination of people on the air?
Well, obviously, Doug, first of all, the secret to that success has been a good blend or combination of both local and nationally syndicated talk shows. Let me for a moment point out yours. Over the years, you have constantly evolved and kept up with the times, and you've not been doing a talk show that you were doing, the likes of which back in the 1990s. You have evolved, and I think that is important for a talk show, a talk radio station. That number one. Number two, Victoria especially was talking about some of the women in talk radio, and you mentioned, Doug, where are they coming from, and how do you get good women on the air. I think Victoria, first of all, over the years, has been kind of a trailblazer.
She has been, yeah. I agree with you.
Setting a good pace, a good tone for women of talk radio and talk television. And I think TV, by the way, has developed a good stable of women who are new to the industry for the most part. They don't have a lot of years behind them, but there are a lot of good women on many of the networks these days. But more specifically, getting back to your question as to where do you develop and find them, it certainly is at the local level, and I think we're seeing a trend in talk radio and in music radio, too, I might add, where stations are getting away from the voice tracking and things like that and going back to local disc jockeys, which is really refreshing. I really enjoy hearing disc jockeys that I know are in my community or wherever it may be, but that's very good for the industry. And as far as talk radio goes, developing women and men who have a good understanding of the community, good understanding of issues that are important to a community, and can communicate to the listeners. But it starts at local radio, and that's what we are going to be trying to do here in 2019, really develop a large portion of our programming into local talk radio.
Yeah. There's a there are a couple of good I'm thinking about local folks who have done still, if there are any, that were jocks beforehand. Rush was a jock. I was a jock. Most of the people that were successful early on and even continuing today. Sean was never a jock. I think Todd Snit was. I'm trying to think of some of the other
Benson
people
was
around.
A jock.
Was Benson
was a jock?
Jock. Yeah.
Yeah.
You, I knew you were a jock. Yeah. And so that we brought you were Victoria? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Really? All right. Richie played a little music from time to time.
The 70 station.
Yeah. I don't know how good you were at it, but I know you.
Not very. Not very.
it was a fun time and we understood how to have fun. And that's what I think many of us who have been around for a while bring to the surface here that isn't obvious with some of the more serious types that take themselves so seriously today. Anyway, that's my take on it. We're going to continue. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is going to help us in the next half hour as we work towards some of the legal issues that were important on News Talk Radio this past.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man suspected of killing a Newman, California police officer during a routine traffic stop this week is now in custody, along with five others suspected of trying to protect him. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect is in the country illegally, and the county's sanctuary status prevented them from communicating with federal officials.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this, not just on police officers, but on the public that we serve and protect.
He believes they caught the suspect as he was attempting to flee back to Mexico. Still no deal in sight on Capitol Hill to stop the partial government shutdown. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi spotted vacationing at a resort in Hawaii Thursday and again Friday morning. President Trump canceled plans to spend Christmas in Florida and is staying at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Now 34 after the hour, the focus here is what the big stories of the year have been in terms of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Without Michael Harrison, but we have all these other people who are here to lend a hand, if you will, and to help us focus. We have Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida. Joining us now is also our legal expert. Not many radio programs have their own legal expertise. And maybe
wow.
That's an oxymoron. Maybe legal and expertise together in the same sentence.
Did you
maybe a bit of a problem. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer. He teaches law, and there's another oxymoron, at Bentley University in Boston. He's also one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, so he's here with us on the countdown. And I want to put you and Victoria together because of all of the stories. You look at the top 20 list, and at number 16, Facebook comes into focus. And as scandals go for 2018, Facebook is probably at not the top, maybe the Russia thing is the biggest scandal, but Facebook's got to be close. So, Victoria, let's have a little more because you made a big deal out of this earlier on. The Facebook thing and what it does to us in general. What does it do to life in America? What does it do to life, generally speaking? Give us the background as to why you think this is so important.
I think it's important because so many people are on Facebook. I think it's important because so many of us don't realize what's going on with Facebook. I mean, I just sent you, did you receive
yeah.
that list
yeah.
from BuzzFeed News?
At. Yeah.
Yeah. Just simply yeah. a big list of all the Facebook scandals. Yeah. And when you look at that list, date by date by date, that is a pretty long scroll, isn't it?
Yeah, so Steve, in terms of what the legal ramifications of this, what liability does Facebook have for this? It starts last January, all the fake news stuff and then people's data being mined. There are all kinds of things. I mean, there are dozens of things that Facebook has done. They've been bought and paid for by money from guys like George Soros who could fiddle around with them, and maybe they've been fiddled and diddled with the Russians, the Chinese, and a lot of people have been, if you will, objectified here. So if you have a problem with Facebook, whether it's your own stuff relating to something said, you know, is it freedom of speech protected, or is there liability on the part of Facebook for some of this stuff?
Well, you know, it is interesting, and first of all, I agree totally with Victoria. I think this is a huge problem that people really don't necessarily appreciate how serious it is. And it also points out the fact that the technology is always ahead of the law. The law is always playing catch-up. So, for instance, with some of the fake news and things for which Facebook might otherwise be held responsible, they aren't, because under present law, they really don't have any legal obligation. They're a platform where other people can put things up, and there are specific laws that protect them from any liability. That's an issue that needs to be revisited. But perhaps most revisited is the fact of all of this personal information about us that people really never even thought about. And certainly, no one ever reads the user agreement, and basically what it says is, you know, we own you. We own your information, and the little bits of data and metadata can be used to manipulate people for any wide variety of purposes, and it can be done for all kinds of invasions of privacy, to influence people to buy a product, to influence people to vote for a candidate, and this is something where the European Union is far ahead of us on this. They have just instituted some laws regarding personal data, when it can be used, what can be gathered, and even that is just a good start. But we need to follow that. We need to follow that lead, because right now it's the wild, wild west as far as what Facebook can do legally.
Well, there are other adjuncts to this. Because they have so much money, they've bought up all of the ancillary. They bought up Instagram. Well, they paid, $19 billion for WhatsApp. And that in itself is mind-boggling. When you look at some of the wealth that's been created around social media, it's cool. But then how the concentration of this media has gone in the Facebook direction. Zuckerberg's obviously trying to keep himself relevant. But there doesn't seem to be the same kind of scrutiny. Is there Department of Justice scrutiny for these deals? Like if an airline buys another airline, it's got to go through DOJ approval. Does this stuff that Facebook is doing go through DOJ?
It does. They yes. Still, any kind of takeover of this still is subject to antitrust laws. But, you know, frankly, as far as the Internet goes, there's all kinds of social media that can be done. And so you do have a kind of a concentration in power. I think it really, for as far as antitrust violations and monopolies, it requires a new type of analysis as far as the concentration of power here. So, I mean, if we broke up little old AT&T, they had nowhere near the power and control that Facebook has. So, it's once again where the laws have to catch up with the technology.
Okay, so let me ask you the final thing in this freedom of speech arena. If they keep saying, and I was there's a special, I don't know if you've seen it or not, Steve, I was talking about it earlier on PBS this week about Facebook and what all of its machinations are, and they keep saying it's all freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom. We do this, we allow people. But then they yank Alex Jones off their platforms for violating what they say their hate speech policy. So what is it? Do you have freedom of speech there? Or it's a private country, a company, and they do what other private companies certainly are entitled to. I can say to anybody, I'm not putting you on the air anymore, and that's within my right. because of my program.
You know, I have no problem with them yanking Alex Jones off there. He's an abomination, and the fact that, you know, it's the old freedom of speech. You know, the old saw, you don't can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Jones has been sued and a number of times successfully over some real harm that is out and out lies. Out and out lies have perpetrated. And so here it is, there's nothing wrong with private companies having their own standard. And frankly, if you have a standard that permits Alex Jones, you have a standard that's in the gutter, basically. So it's one of the things I tell my students in media law when we say, okay, will the do I have a right as a professor to say whatever I want under the First Amendment? And the answer is no. The answer is no. My employer can fire me for anything. The First Amendment is a protection of free speech, not being interfered with by government. So if your employer wants to do that, that's fine. I always remember Don Imus used to have a retort. Someone would say, well, I have a right. A caller would say, I have a right to say what I want. And he would say, responsible spokesman with opposing views, get your own damn 50,000-watt radio station.
Sounds very much like him. All right. In a moment, I want to continue with John Harper focusing on a host or hosts that he may have fired and why he fired them. And then I want to talk about the Trump-Russia investigation and where that all is going legally and otherwise. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us, and Victoria Jones is here, and John Harper. I'm Doug Steffen. With a couple of tidbits, I'm here giving people advice all the time in the form of commercials, and I take 60 seconds here and 60 seconds there to tell you stories that are based on my experience. One of the things that I will not do is shill for a company whose products I don't believe in. I don't do that. And I take the responsibility seriously of being able to present to you things that I know from my own experience will work. Thus, my talking about how to lose weight with Calitrin and how fabulously successful I have been and other people that I know have been using this product. The benefits are, there's a myriad of them, but mostly when you take the weight off, you keep it off using this program. It's very inexpensive. You don't have to go on any diet. You can if you want. Exercise is important to this, but you want to keep yourself in a conscious state of health. And that's what you do by using Calitrin to keep your weight where you need it. You can go to toploss.com and use the code DJV and get special pricing and free bottles and that sort of stuff. But lose weight the responsible way this year with Calitrin at toploss.com. And I would say the same thing when it comes to cleaning out your insides. Food is so badly processed these days. The pesticides, the herbicides, the processing made it harder for you to get the right nutrition. That's why I recommend having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. It'll also help you lose weight, but more importantly, it cleans the bad stuff out of your gut, out of your stomach, out of your colon, out of your intestines. Cleans it right out so that you have the healthiness that you need to fight off disease. Inflammation starts in the gut, starts disease. So getthetea.com and use the code DJV for free shipping. That's Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the focus on the top news talk people from 2018, according to research at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the list every week of the stories and the people. This week, as we review the year, there are 20 names that have been significant in talk radio over the past year, according to Talkers Magazine. Jamal Khashoggi starts off the list at number 20. Xi Jinping is number 19. Chinese Premier Jeff Bezos from Amazon, number 18. Elon Musk from SpaceX and Tesla, number 17. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is 16. Hillary Clinton, why is she on the list is a good question, number 15. Bob Woodruff even a better question. Why is Bob Woodward on the list at 14? Roseanne Barr, understandable why she's on the list at 13. James Comey also 12. Paul Manafort occupies the number 11 slot this year in terms of conversation on people. Kim Jong-un is at 10. Mike Pence, number 9. Brett Kavanaugh, number 8. Stormy Daniels is 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. That surprised me, actually. He was that big on the list, but they did the research. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Don't you wish she'd go away? Mitch McConnell, another old fossil, number 4. Bad Vlad, number 3. Maybe he's the guy in the naked picture that Mueller has. Speaking of Mueller, he's number 2 on the list. And as you might expect, Donald Trump caps off the list at the top as the President of the United States. All of the discussion about the investigation, his business dealings, who he supported during the midterm elections, getting Kavanaugh in, all of those things. Trump versus the media. Yeah, the news media. It's all part of the discussion, and I'm betting it's going to be a lot more of the same sort of thing as we move ahead into 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Happiness. We all want it, but it can be an elusive goal.
The main reason is we are looking into the wrong place for happiness.
Dr. Amit Sood has studied the science of happiness and says if you pursue fame and money, you are looking in the wrong direction.
What gives you happiness is relationships, meaningful relationships, pursuing a positive, deep meaning in life where you are able to help others, altruism, for many people, some form of spirituality, creative pursuits. Those are the things that give us happiness.
Look for ways to incorporate these things into your daily life. Dr. Sood suggests something as simple as focusing on your family for the first 3 minutes when they return home each day can make a big difference.
The single best thing you can do for your kids is light up when you see them.
If you can live with intention and gratitude, Dr. Sood says you just may find a welcome byproduct, happiness. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Let's get to John Harper from WMEL. With regard to hosts, we were talking earlier what makes up a good local radio station. You ever had to fire anybody because of some of the things that we've been talking about, freedom of speech issues? I'm trying to think of some of the people I know you've had on the air over the years and whether you've had any run-ins with them.
Well, over the years, Doug, there have been some that have been terminated due to not following the directives that I laid out, but for the most part, because of the directives that I've had in place at the radio station, that's been few and far between. I've given my host a lot of latitude and longitude, and I've always told them that if they're within the boundaries, I will support them and stick up for them. And for the most part, that has worked, and I haven't had a lot of issues with having to be concerned about hosts overstepping those bounds. Yeah. I make sure they know what the boundaries are, and if you do it that way, there usually should not be a problem. Now, there have been some along the way over the years, no doubt about it, and a few of national fame to claim. But like I said, I lay out the boundaries, the playing field very clearly, and that has over the years worked and kept the host out of trouble, me out of trouble, and kept the radio station out of trouble as well.
Have you ever been sued by a listener?
I'm sorry, say again?
Ever been sued by a listener to your stations?
Going back to the days of the Anita Bryant gay rights issues in Miami, we had some issues in those days, but
yeah.
Other than that, no problems.
Because she was from your neck of the woods, Orange Alley there. All right, we'll continue with a matter of, in a couple of moments after a word or two from your local station, John Harper, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones with Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's see what we can do in a wrap here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, legal expert. Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company. John Harper of WMEL on the countdown. I didn't ask, well, I guess there's only so much time and only so many questions you can ask, and I want to leave everybody with an opportunity to express themselves on this number one story. Steve, I don't know whether I said this on the air or off the air to you, Victoria and John. The whole business about the nude selfie, when I first saw that headline, I thought somebody had a picture of Mueller nude. And that was what was flittering right now. That isn't the case. But why is this important? Steve, I'll start with you. The investigation itself, why is it important, and what's the impact of this nude shot that now is making the rounds?
You know, I'm not aware of this nude shot.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Apparently, Mueller's got a picture of some Russian that played into it. Victoria, what else do you know? What's the gossip in D.C. about this nude thing that Mueller unearthed? I don't know why it's tied into this, even. I think that's what the confusion is.
Well, we don't know how long he's had this for. Of course, we don't know how long he's had a lot of
things. Who's in it? Who's in the picture?
We don't know, but Concord Management and Consulting LLC is complaining about this. Brad Heath, who's an investigative reporter for USA Today, tweeted yesterday that apparently among the millions of pages, Mueller has this selfie. And this is from a filing, quote, available to the general public of the collection techniques he uses in his manner, blah, blah, blah. Could the manner in which he collected a nude selfie really threaten the national security of the United States? For the reasons set forth above, Defendant Concord Management and Consulting respectfully requests that the court deny the government's motion. Dated December 27, 2018, respectfully submitted. So we don't know who the nude selfie is off.
But the implication that it's Trump?
Well, we don't know if it's...
there's somebody is implying. There's got to be somebody that's saying...
No, it could be anybody. There are multiple people involved. It could be anybody. It could be a Russian. It could be anybody. I don't know.
All right, so where is this investigation and the impact of it conversationally on talk radio going 2019? Is it over for the most part, do you think, Steve?
No.
Hell no. This thing is just beginning. And once Mueller gets his report out, and once the report is responded to by the president and his legal team, this thing is going to heat up quite a bit. But there's no question that Mueller has already... Yeah, I mean, if this thing is a witch hunt, they found more witches than and warlocks than in a Harry Potter novel. They've indicted numerous Russians. They've also indicted and got convictions dealing with Manafort, with Cohen, with others. There are all kinds of wrongdoing that has occurred, and the president can rail on about things being improper, but the bottom line is that it has already shown a number of criminal violations.
Mm. One wonders, in terms of the shutdown, the government shutdown, how all of these things are impacted by that reality. The number two issue here, we got about 60 seconds. John, immigration issues, immigration where you are in Florida, is it still the big issue that it used to be, and will it continue to be there in the new year?
I think, Doug, here in the state of Florida, it seems to have taken a back seat, obviously, to the government shutdown, the economy, and again, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the mass shootings that have taken place throughout the country this year, and the infamous one in Fort Lauderdale earlier this year on February 14th, Valentine's Day, those are issues that are still first and foremost on the minds of Floridians.
Mm-hmm. The midterm elections was number four. We didn't see any, I don't know, did we see any surprises there? I mean, other than the two women, the one woman from Boston and New York that pushed out some old tired politicians. Is that the story when it came to midterm elections, Victoria?
It was one of them, but I think the other big story, of course, is the Democrats taking the House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And Kavanaugh's confirmation. Steve, you get the last word. Where does that go in 2019? What's the impact of him being on the Supreme Court now?
Well, it'd be very interesting because so far in the few decisions Kavanaugh has participated in, he's shown a good judicious temperament, and he actually has gone with more moderate views than were expected.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones, John Harbour, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.